We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Ron, it's the gift that keeps on giving, if you want to look at it that way. Mr. Big Chest on Instagram Live, which I'm sure you
he's not doing any unguarantees anymore either.
Are you on Instagram Live, Ron?
No, I'm not.
Me neither.
I'm blocked on everything that he does anyway. But
that's true. Have you seen the video?
I saw parts of it. I heard it.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Wondering how many sit-ups, push-ups you're going to be able to do today. You know you got national attention with that yesterday.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback on only being able to do 11, and I will count the 11th one.
It was pretty weak.
It was
pretty weak.
Sad is what it was.
But
I'm a pathetic character.
Everybody got a kick out of how you put paper down on the floor so your hands don't touch the dirty floor. We know you're a germaphobe. But then you pass out after that 11th push-up and your face is flush against the dirty floor. There's something wrong with that picture.
Yeah, nothing worked out the way I planned. And now I fear for my future based on that study from Harvard, quite frankly, which said if you do 10 or less, you're doomed to a horrible fate, Ron, which I feared anyway.
Well,
and I think I am headed in that direction.
I always go back to what Andrew Whitworth, the offensive tackle of the Rams, said at the Super Bowl. Would have been nice to win, but what the heck, we're all going to die anyway. So
ain't that the truth? How about the free dessert over here, Ron?
Yeah.
I always marvel at this. I walk in the morning, and some days there's a bunch of free dessert, and I'm talking about football for a living. If you would have told me this when I was 8 years old,
you would have signed up for it.
Someday you're going to walk into a place, and they're going to pay you for talking about sports, and you're going to get free dessert? Ron.
Would you have signed up?
Yeah, I think I would have. And I have a nice little cheese Danish to my left here. And a little apple strudel, I might add.
Good for you.
You? Did you partake in this?
I'm trying to watch my girlish figure a little more. I think I could do 11 push-ups, but I'm watching my girlish figure.
We may have to make you prove that later. How about Pomp? How many can he do?
He says not many.
I don't think he can either.
He's all about beauty. He's not about brawn. You know that.
Yes, I do. Ron, this is amazing, this Antonio Brown story. It just keeps going and going and going. So last night on Instagram Live, he's huffing and puffing on an elliptical machine, seemingly losing his mind alone in a room. It looked like something out of Leaving Las Vegas with Nicolas Cage, with a blonde mustache, of course. Just talking about many different things, including, you know, if you're an NFL team out there, call me. He wants guaranteed money. He wants a team with real camaraderie. He wants to win a Super Bowl. He's the best ever. And, of course, call me Mr. Big Chest, right? Are you willing to go there, Ron, next time you see him? Hello, Mr. Big Chest.
I was still trying to get used to Ronald Ocean.
Ronald Ocean, yes.
You know, Joe, and I mean this sincerely. I mean, we laugh and joke, and I really wonder if there's something seriously wrong with this guy. I mean, are these just like warning signs, shout-outs for help? I really wonder that. I hope, heaven forbid, nothing bad happens to the guy. I really worry about him because his behavior is so erratic and so off the charts, it just doesn't make sense to me.
So many new questions, Ron, I think, from this video. One is, if you were a team worried that he was looking for a new deal, guaranteed
certainly
money.
Certainly seems to be saying it, doesn't he?
Man, does he ever. He's got 3 years left, not a cent of it guaranteed. I also wonder if he's crazy like a fox here, Ron. Is he trying to make people believe that he's just gone nuts here and that he wants the Steelers to be forced to release him? Like, decrease his trade value to nothing. And I was watching Adam Schefter today and Lewis Riddick, both of whom I respect immensely. And this is what they said, Ron. Schefter said, "I'd be shocked if a team gave up a first-round pick. You're talking about a player who's raised a lot of question marks. There's not a team in the league that's willing to give up a one at this point in time." Riddick comes back and says, "I think the return's on a sliding scale, and I think the scale is sliding downward. It's become a buyer's market." And lastly, Schefter says, "Mr. Big Chest here is looking for a war chest of money, and the more he talks, the more he's on social media, the more certain teams are scared off." Is he trying to do this intentionally? That's the new question.
I can't figure out why. I do think, you know, that teams are scared off by this behavior. He walked out on his team. He doesn't call his bosses back. He attacks his quarterback and coach on social media. Now he does this with, you know, it just makes no sense.
Do you think there's an element of him doing it intentionally?
I don't know if he's smart enough to do that. I don't know. I don't think he is. I don't think he's a very intelligent man to start with. So I don't know that he's thinking that far ahead. I mean, you think he's trying to get released so he can become a free agent. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm wondering. I saw Florio wondered that. And here's the other thing that Schefter said is, I wonder if he's doing this intentionally to reduce the return. I mean, guys like that are coming out and saying it out loud. It's so bizarre that I almost have to wonder.
He is diminishing the return. I don't think there's any question of if he wants out so badly, I'm not quite sure that's the way to go about it. And what amazes me is he acts like he is in control here. I can go to this team if I want.
That's what he wants. That's why.
Well, he can't. They got him for 3 more years.
He only could if they released him, Ron.
And
that's what leads people to wonder if he's doing. Adam Schefter, of all people, said out loud, maybe he's trying to act out intentionally to lower the return. I added the act out there because he said it, but that's what he meant.
Right.
Maybe he's trying to act out to intentionally lower the return. People are just, what do you make? What does anybody make of this? At 412-928-9370, Antonio Brown alone in a room on an elliptical machine for 9 minutes. We're going to hear some of this coming up in a little bit here in the 10 o'clock hour. Basically saying, give me guaranteed money. I want to go to a team where there's camaraderie, where the players like each other, and a whole bunch of different stuff. And call me Mr. Big Chest, of course. I wonder in the end, the same guys were talking on ESPN today about Odell Beckham and are convinced that if he's in fact on the market, he'll bring back a one.
Not that he's a real sane character either, but
no, but he looks like the picture of sanity.
But you know what?
They're
not going to release Antonio, so no matter what he does, they're not going to release him. I have to think somebody will give him a 6th-round draft choice or a 7th.
What if they don't?
If nobody
gives him anything, then what?
I think you have to keep him and then suspend him for conduct insubordinate if he doesn't show up for camp. I don't know.
That reminds me of something.
There's 31 other teams. Somebody is going to give up a low round. There's nothing to lose.
I still believe that, yes.
There's nothing to – now, give them a first round, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I'm starting to get to the point after this thing of not
believing
that.
6th or 7th round pick, they have nothing to lose. Nothing. And hopefully it's like you said, Buffalo, Siberia, that he's traded to.
I hope so.
That would be great.
The other thing I'm wondering, Ron, is regarding Mr. Big Chest, is if he's starting to worry about his financial future here with the talk. I mean, he's got 3 years left on his deal that he just signed. He made him the highest paid receiver in football. Since then, other guys have become
right.
higher
well,
paid.
Well, that's the way it always works.
When I look around, when I look at him and I look at his situation, call me crazy,
crazy.
I see a fairly extravagant lifestyle here,
yeah,
perhaps.
But I was told,
luxury cars, condos, houses,
now,
child
know.
Support, whatever you want to. Teams of lawyers, I'm sure.
I was told a while back that he banks his football money, that all his extravagances are from his businesses booming, all his endorsements and everything on the side. Whether that's still true or not, I don't know.
I wonder.
I don't know.
I wonder. Because
I hear people all the time say 5 years after he's out of the game, he'll be broke. I don't know about that.
Well, I wonder if he's starting to worry about that,
because
these expenses don't go away.
He's still alive and hasn't hurt somebody or himself.
Think about it, though, Ron. We've seen the cars he drives.
Yeah,
we've seen multiple residences.
$500,000 jewelry spree.
All his handlers, right? And as we all know, when you have kids, those expenses don't go away forever.
18 years worth.
And as he told ESPN last year, I've got a lot of kids. My sperm count is good. So He's got what, five, I think?
He said in that video last night, I got five kids.
And that's a lifetime expense. That doesn't go away. Houses, cars, handlers, lawyers. Lest I remind you, there's a couple of open investigations still, correct?
Correct.
So I wonder if he looks at his future and says, I got millions and millions, but is it going to be enough for
me? How about turning back your lifestyle a little bit? Don't go on the $500,000 diamond.
Well, now you're talking common sense,
right?
How many goat rings does he have?
I think he has a couple.
Three, I think.
Is it three? I thought it was two.
Yeah, I think he may have gone for the hat trick there. Where are we with Antonio Brown now? Is he actually outsmarting people or trying to? Or is he just completely off the rails right now? 412-928-9370, as I said. We're going to hear some of this from yesterday. Mr. Big Chest with the blonde mustache.
He doesn't want unguarantees. He doesn't want unguarantees.
No, don't unguarantee that money.
You know, you have guaranteed money, hit me up.
By the way, that brings up one more question that you reminded me of earlier, Ron. Do the Steelers have any recourse given the way he's acting? For example, I would consider that to be open tampering, inviting teams to call me. Would they ever have any recourse to either take away money or suspend him?
How about him putting himself in a San Francisco uniform? I don't know. It just depends if he doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp, then they can do
stuff. I have a feeling he wouldn't show up for that, don't you?
I would have a feeling, think he wouldn't if he doesn't show up for overtime, for training camp, obviously. But they have a decision to make. Isn't it $2.5 million they'd have to pay him on March 17th, a roster bonus?
Right.
Who wants to do that?
Are there any stipulations on that, I wonder?
I don't know if there is in the offseason. There's nothing going on right now.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It's the never-ending story of Mr. Big Chest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.